नारायणा नमस्कृत्या नरुं चैवं नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयं विदीरयत् नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भावत उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय जो गौर भक्तवृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा। गुड मॉर्निंग डिवोटीज, पावन बेसिस क्लोज श्री प्रभुपाद। So this morning we're reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. There will be some references to Srimad Bhagavatam later on. Chapter 2 in Adi Lila, text 57. We'll read that together. And after that, then we'll read the rest of it. That's the plan. And after that, we'll go to the preaching part. So text 57. See, Se tiara amsi para vyomanarayan tenha tuma bilas tumi mula narayan Se tinera amsi para vyomanarayan tenha tuma bilas tumi mula narayan Setinera amsi para vyoma narayan tenha tumara visat vilas tumi mula ma narayan. Hare Krishna. So word for word. Say these. Tinera of the three. Amsi sauce. Paravyoma, in the spiritual sky. Narayana, Lord Narayan. Tenha, he. Tumara, your. Vilas, pastime expansion. To me, you. Mula, original. Narayan, Narayan. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The source of these three features is the Narayan in the spiritual sky. He is your Vilas expansion. Therefore, you are the ultimate Narayan. Okay, so now we can go to the next text, 258. Ateva Brahma Vakya Paravyoma Narayan Tino Krishna Rer Vilas Etatva Vivaran. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, according to the authority of Brahma, the Narayan, who is the predominating deity in the transcendental world, is but the Vilas feature of Krishna. This has now been conclusively proved. Text 59. Eshtoka tatva lakshana bhagavata sara paribhasa rupa ihara savatradikara. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The truth indicated in this verse, text 30, is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. This conclusion, through synonyms, applies everywhere. Text 16. Brahma Atma Bhagavan Krishna Raviharam E Artha Na Jani Murka Artha Kareha. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Not knowing that Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan are all features of Krishna, foolish scholars speculate in various ways. Text 61. Avatari Narayan Krishna Avatar Tena Chaturbhuja Inha Manusha Akar. Translated by Srila Prabhupada. Because Narayan has four hands, whereas Krishna looks just like a man, they say that Narayan is the original God, whereas Krishna is but an incarnation. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Some scholars argue that because Narayan has four hands, whereas Krishna has only two, Narayan is the original personality of Godhead, and Krishna is his incarnation. Such unintelligent scholars do not understand the features of the Absolute. Om Gyana Timirandhyasya Gyana Gyana Shalakaya Chakshu Omilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tansajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Cha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Shabana Sute Devi Paramami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpat Rubyascha Kripa Sunibhya Eva Cha Patita Anam Pavanebhyo Vaishabhyo Namo Namah Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dvaita Gadadha Sivachari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschacharya Chitarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prima Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Namaha Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himavya Divacha Vishundaraya Tasmi Maha Prima Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So, these texts are very, very important, beginning from text 57, which states that the source of these three features is the Narayan in the spiritual sky. He is your vilas expansion, therefore you are the ultimate Narayan. Hare Krishna. So this is being spoken of. You means Krishna. So the translation here is that the source of these three features, and later on it's explained what the three features are. So Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, the three features of the Lord. So, Krishna is being described here as the ultimate Narayan. Krishna is full of all opulences, all properties, and he's all pervading, covering everything. He is the source of everything. Material as well as spiritual. But it comes that way through his expansions. And Narayan was one of the expansions. So this set of texts, these five texts, is to prove to us, this set is to prove to us that Krishna is the original beyond a doubt, the primeval Lord. So it actually starts from his expansions. The first one being Balaram. Krishna expands to Balaram. And from Balaram expands the four forms of the Lord. Vasudev, Anirudh, Sankarshan, Pradyumna. And they expand to Narayan. So from Krishna to Balaram, first set of Chaturvyuha from Balaram, then Narayan. Then Narayan expands to a second set. of Vasudev, Anirudh, Shankarshan, and Pradyumna. That's how it's explained in notes, in the scriptures. And the Sankarshan form expands to the ones that create the material universes. The Karanodakshaya Vishnu, his pores are the ones from which the universes come. He expands to Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, the Vishnu forms that go to the second one. It's Brahma's father, and Brahma is trained to give the varieties for each universe. And then the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu expands the Shirodakshaya Vishnu, the Lord that is all pervading in terms of being in the heart of every living entity and also being in every atom. Now, Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan will be explained a little later. The next texts show that. But it's by perception, though. It's by perception. People see, it's like Srila Prabhupada had given a wonderful example that when there is a mountain, and the early in the morning, from a distance, somebody may look at the mountain and won't see anything but just haze covering the mountain. They don't see the mountain itself. That may represent the effulgence, the Brahman, Brahmajyoti effulgence. Then they may go closer, and now they see not just the haze, but they see green. Green all over. The color green is very prominent. That may represent the Paramatma feature. Then if you get really close, they'll see that there are trees, there are animals, there are birds, there are houses. Even people have built houses maybe at the bottom or some part of the mountain. So now things are clearer in greater detail. It is the same perception, the same entity, but perceived in three different ways depending on the person's angle of vision. As Srila Prabhupada explains. And he explains this in different references in the Shastra, especially the prominent one is Bhavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 11. Vadantita tadvavidas, tatvam vyaj jnanam advayam, Brahma iti, Paramatma iti, Bhagavan iti, Sabyati. And the translation is, learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan. And Srila Prabhupada explains that Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan are qualitatively one and the same. Spiritual, the Lord, Brahman, we know Brahman is spirit, Paramatma is spirit, not so, Bhagavan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But depending on who is perceiving, who is looking at the Lord, So, Brahman is the father, Paramatma is a partial representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The impersonal Brahman is a glowing effulgence of the Personality of Godhead. Just like there's a sun god. But there's also sun rays from the sun. The sun god, the sun itself, and the sun rays. Somebody may perceive the sun through the sun rays, the sunshine. And then, if it's possible for the person to get closer, you'll see that there's actually a sun. And then, those who know even more know that there's a sun god, Vivashvan. So that's how it gets more detailed as a person's angle of vision goes clearer. And devotees are worshiping the absolute personality of Godhead and relating to him. Whereas people who are Mayavadis may talk about growing the fathers, or people who speculate may talk about Brahman. This is how far you get to. But that's how they see Krishna, just like the first example like in haze, even though it's a full mountain with all kinds of varieties in there, but all kinds of activities going on. Person may receive that just as haze. And then a person that comes closer may see it as just a green color, and then later on, a person who can in fact get closer and see, and much is revealed to that person, they see the full variety in the personality or in that particular thing they're looking at. So devotees are fortunate by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that we don't see, for this example, haze or green, but we see the varieties. And not only that, we are able to relate to the varieties through the instructions that's been given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the nine processes of serving, beginning from hearing and also chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that way we're able to get closer, to have actual relationships. And of course, when you're going to be connected with someone, wouldn't the loving relationship be the best thing that you can ever be in? Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Compared to just observing from a distance and not having any kind of relationship. And the best relationship anyone can have is a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's everlasting, it is deep, and it is very sweet. And those of us who are in the material world are being trained, as devotees, are being trained to get to that point where we can very sweetly relate to the Lord. That's why we're told that in performing devotional service, perform it from your heart. Perform like you're giving a gift to someone you love and not expecting anything from them. Of course, they may give you a gift back, but it's not because you're demanding it. Just an exchange of love, that will happen. So, we are being trained. The mind is being pulled into a wonderful relationship. In text 58, it describes the Narayan, who is the predominant deity in the transcendental world. One planet in the spiritual world has a Narayan. So the Narayan is pervading like that all over the spiritual world. Narayan, who is the predominating deity in the transcendental world, is but the vilas feature of Krishna. This has now been conclusively proved. Well, what is the vilas feature and what is the other types of feature? If there's one feature, there's another feature. The vilas feature is also one there that's compared to the other feature, which is called the prakash feature or prakash forms. So this is nicely, wonderfully explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, the first chapter, text 68, where in the translation the Lord says, the personality of Godhead exhibits himself in two kinds of forms, prakash and vilas. In this text, we're talking about Narayan, and Narayan is known as the vilas form. Well, the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that Supreme Lord expands himself in two primary categories, the prakash forms and the vilas form. The prakash forms are manifested by Lord Krishna for his pastimes, and those features are exactly like his original two-handed form. The prakash form is exhibited for his pastime. For example, when he married the 16,000 queens in Dwarka, he expanded himself, and each one in Dwarka had a palace. And Krishna was living with his wife for all 16,000 wives as the original two-handed form. That is an expansion of Krishna in the prakash form. For example, second example, when he's dancing with the gopis in a rasa dance, he would sometimes expand himself identically to stand beside each and every gopi and simultaneously dance with them. This gives the gopis great joy because it makes them feel like Krishna is giving them individual attention. In those times, Krishna is in fact looking like all the other Krishnas that expanded, exactly the same. That's also another example of Prakash form. Now, Vilas, which is mentioned in the first text and also in the second, I think, text 57 is mentioned. When the Lord manifests the Vilas expansions, they are all somewhat different in the bodily features. The features about, it's still Krishna, 100%, still Krishna. But when it expands, when the body slightly changes, and this is by his own sweet will, then those forms are called the Vilas expansion. Therefore, in the first text, when it says that Krishna is the original Narayan, he is Krishna in one of the Vilas forms. Lord Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna. Now, he is also a Vilas expansion. And the four-handed Narayan forms of Vaikuntha also expand from Balaram, as we said earlier. There is no difference between the bodily forms of Sri Krishna and Balaram, except that their bodily colors are different. And it's literally a black and white situation. Krishna is blackish color and Balaram is whitish color. Like that. The bodily forms. But because the color, by the Lord's own will, are different, therefore Balaram is also a Vilas form. So, similarly, Narayan in Vaikuntha has four hands and Krishna has two. So this expansion of the Lord who manifests bodily differences, those are known as the Vilas Vigrahas or Vilas forms. So there is the Prakash that Krishna looks just like the original two-handed form. Then there is the Vilas, which there's some feature, either some feature in terms of the limbs being different a little bit, or the color being, but there's something different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like that. So Prakash and Vilas. So test 58 says that this has been conclusively, according to the authority of Brahma, proved that the Lord is in fact Narayan and it's a Vilas feature of Krishna. So, the problem with some scholars that is that sometimes they come up with all kinds of speculations. Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan are all features of Krishna, but the foolish scholars sometimes look at it and speculate in different ways. Well, that would be something that, of course, Prabhupada, we're fortunate to have all those things explained to us. Otherwise, we would also take some part of the Shastra and say, well, that's what it says. Brahman, Paramatma. And then they make this whole thing look so different. Just like some people have written Bhagavad Gita and had all kinds of commentaries that never allowed people to, allowed to get to their hearts for them to actually begin to see the need to serve Krishna and become Krishna's devotees. That's also another example where people are speculating, not knowing what the truth is. That's why Krishna sent Srila Prabhupada. It's been explained, he himself said that he was sent by the Lord to come. Chandamaya Swami was talking about it the other day. Srila Prabhupada said that. And what he read, what he wrote, when we read it, it is in fact from Krishna himself. He mentioned that too, that the purports were in fact dictations by Krishna. Krishna comes and Krishna tells him what to do and what to say. And so his books are able to, and his lectures and commentaries are able to turn people's hearts towards Krishna. And as Chandramani Swami explained, it was because demonic influence was getting greater. And so Srila Prabhupada was sent by Krishna to come see things as they are and have comments and explain things in such a way that people will be convinced about Krishna and follow him. And the great miracle that Srila Prabhupada performed was not just, you know, changing one form to another or some, you know, different religions, they talk about miracles. But the greatest miracle is to be able to take Krishna consciousness, which is so different from a sense gratification that American young men and women were involved in, to take Krishna consciousness, which is going to be so different, and be able to bring across to them, even in an accent that they didn't quite understand, still bring it across to them and have it affect their hearts. This is proof of the fact that Krishna consciousness teachings go right to the soul. And the soul is the main feature in this whole package that we have. Subtle body, gross body, and so on. And the soul is a real person. And the soul is connected to the spiritual world. Therefore, when these spiritual pieces of information came across to people who were involved in drugs and illicit sex and all those kind of things, they were able to stop doing those things. Because Srila Prabhupada made it possible for them, for their hearts to be awakened. In one of the commentaries made by Srila Prabhupada, just talking to people, this is not purpose, it's just from his, you know, recorded conversations. He was asking, some of his devotees were there at the time. He was asking some guests, devotees should explain to the guests that, he said, did I come from India to America to bribe you to be Krishna conscious? They said, no. Well, then why did you take to Krishna consciousness then? You did that voluntarily. He said, yes, you did that voluntarily, but why would you do it voluntarily though? Especially when there's so much sense gratification people got into. Why did the name of Krishna stop them from doing all of this? Then he explained that Krishna consciousness is already in the heart. It's in the soul, but it's in a dormant form. And when it's awakened by the right person at the right time, that person will see the need to change their lives and be part of Krishna consciousness, live a Krishna conscious life, and associate with those who are also living. This is the power, but it's already there, which means all these forms that we occupy, the soul is there and the soul is hungry for Krishna consciousness. And so when the mind finally begins to see the fruitlessness of trying to just be satisfied with material life, and you see there's got to be something more, and Krishna consciousness gets revealed by the mercy of the Lord through his devotee, then that dormant situation is now awakened, and a person becomes very interested, changes their life, comes to the human platform. When we say come to the human platform, it means we're talking about taking all of those things, the regulated principles, abiding by them. That is no illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, and no intoxication. Purify the body in that sense. And then, from the spiritual standpoint, start chanting the holy name, and that purifies, again, the soul. The soul becomes happier. This is food for the soul, the chanting of the holy name. And then the love awakens through service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees and the spiritual guide, the guru. So we are fortunate to be in this particular situation where now we can see the material world for what it is and not get so close to it. But relate to the bodies, chant the holy name, and also chant the holy name and serve the Lord from the heart. In order to improve our service and our connection to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there's a number of things that we need to do. First, we need to accept a spiritual master. For us, it's very simple. A spiritual master connected to Srila Prabhupada is in the right disciplic succession. And through help from a spiritual master and guidance from a spiritual master, we would ultimately develop love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should stay away from sense gratification. That's why we have the four regulative principles. We should understand what the world is like. There's pleasure, there's pain, there's happiness and distress. That is the way this material world is set up. Whereas in the spiritual world is only pleasure, bliss, ananda. It's the nature of a soul and we live that way. And so the question is how to get out of here and to go to the spiritual world. Well, that is through the process of devotional service. So one of the things we need to realize is the conditioned living entities in this material world are miserable. Some people realize that, they don't. Some people don't realize that. Even in a higher planetary system, which you call the heavenly planet, that some people try to aspire to go. You see some of the religionists, they say we're going to heaven. But heavenly planets and heavenly life is like living in a minimum security prison. And we are living in a medium security prison. The hellish planet is like a maximum security prison. But they are all prisons. Minimum security means you don't suffer as much. But it doesn't mean the suffering is gone. So Krishna says from the planet, the highest planet, Brahmaloka, down to the lowest, Pataloka, they are all places of suffering. Anywhere in the material world, there is going to be disease and old age. And death, and all of those are not pleasant things when it happens to the physical body. So that's just the way it is. So we should realize the miserable conditions, whether the person is poor or financially or rich. Financially, they also get sick. They go through all kinds of situations. So it's not easy to live here. So when we go on the go, austerities and penances, when situations happen to us when we're serving, we should go on serving anyway. Don't say, oh, well, this Krishna seems to be stopping me. I'm trying to do it this way and I'm facing this situation. I'm facing this challenge. The pure devotees always showed us that when challenges come, that's what they used to even show Krishna how much they love him. Because they go through the challenges rather than give up. Srila Prabhupada went through a lot of challenges when he came to his country. At an old age, which means the bones were already giving problems, and they were, he had to have massages, otherwise he couldn't have even lived as long. But whatever was happening to him, even sometimes he had and told his disciples said this, he had a toothache. And he gave a lecture within the toothache anyway. Feeling that pain. And the devotees were saying that, but Papa, I want to attend to it first. No, he wanted to do the service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead first. So he endured the toothache, and after that lecture is when he sought help for his tooth. And he's a pure devotee of the Lord taking this kind of austerity. So giving up the sense enjoyment, endeavor for sense enjoyment also helps us very much, because if we endeavor to get things just to enjoy our senses, then we are asking to stay in the material world more, because that's going to be a material senses we are enjoying. Rather than do that, we should engage in the service of the Lord and listen to discussions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Machita makata prana poryanta parasparam. Katayantas chamam nityam tushanticha romanticha. The pure devotees of our Lord, Their thoughts are within Krishna. Everything they think about is about Krishna. This is like Krishna is locked up in the heart of the pure devotees. They discuss Krishna. They sometimes preach one to the group. Just like Sutta Goswami was preaching to the group of sages in Naimisharanya. Or sometimes they have an open discussion. And in talking about that, they get very, very pleased. Krishanticha Ramanticha. Very pleased. So that's where happiness is, when we connect to Krishna. So then we should associate with devotees, because devotees are the ones that glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead and also chant His holy name. In order that we may not get into so many apparat or sinful situations, we should look upon everybody from a spiritual platform. And that's very simple. It doesn't matter what body. It could be an ant, it could be a germ, it could be a cow, it could be a dog, it could be a human being. We should understand that this person has both the soul and the super soul inside of them in the heart area. They're just like me. The Lord is also me, in me as super soul, and my soul is in the heart area, and that's me. So in quality, spiritually, we are all at the same level. And that spirituality is what's important. So that thought, then we would look up everybody equally on the spiritual platform. That's what the first class devotee does anyway. Never entertain enmity. I don't like this person. Yes, people do have lower nature, so those things would happen. But you don't like, you don't just stop liking the person. You can dislike the act itself. If it's bad, of course we would dislike it. But don't dislike the person. Still relate nicely to the person. Because the person is the one that has the soul, and the act is from the mind being rascal, and they're trying to develop and get rid of the things that are negative in the mind. So we should always also chant and glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we should read the scriptures and have full faith in them. Whatever the prescribed duties that we're given, we should do them, and we should do them with zeal, with determination, and with enthusiasm in service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees. We should avoid unnecessary talking. It's called prajapa, gossiping, dealing with worldly kind of things. Instead of doing that, read about and think about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in that way, our mind gets purified. So these are some of the ways in which you will, in fact, be clean mentally and physically, and live a life that is definitely worthwhile, and people will see you, even in simple language, as a nice person. As a nice person. But this is what builds the process of purification in our minds. And then we can connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His abode. Hare Krishna. Now, Friday is Janmashtami, the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I'm going to take about 5 minutes or so, and just in preparation, get us into the mood for Janmashtami, Krishna Janmashtami, talk about a few pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just a real quick one. Krishna, when a pure devotee relates to Him, he allows himself to be controlled by the Lord. This is why bhakti is not so cheap. Devotional service. To get to the pure devotional service platform is not cheap, because in Krishna, as the person that's there, Krishna allows himself to be controlled in love by his pure devotees. So, this is Krishna in the house of Nanda Maharaj. One day, a fruit vendor, a person that sells fruits, came to the house of Nanda Maharaj. He was actually walking and calling out, if anyone wants fruits, please come and take them from me, because he was selling fruits. And that day, she had been announcing her presence wherever she went. And nobody really felt like buying food, so that was a day for business. She wasn't doing well at all. She got to the house of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna was there, Krishna as a child. He immediately heard the woman and took some grains and to give to the woman for an exchange of fruits. Now, that day, you could barter. That time, those days, you can exchange, you give one thing. It doesn't have to be money. You can give one thing, and then they give you something back. So the woman already knew that. She could collect whatever things for in exchange for the fruits. Now, so Krishna's mind, his mind was to give it to her, the grains, and get some fruit. But now, Krishna was very small. So his palms were very small. And so he was not very careful also to hold the grains tight. So as he was coming towards the woman, the grains were dropping on the ground. And when he got close to her, the food vendor, there was very little left in the hand of Krishna. But when the food vendor saw Krishna, she was so, so happy, and she felt so attracted by the beauty of this wonderful blackish little boy with fruits, rice, just a small amount of rice left. And the woman saw that a lot of it fell on the road anyway. And he just gave what little grains that were left to the woman. And she was so appreciative. And she said, this is good. This is good that you took fruits. And Krishna has little hands, but did she piled as much that the two hands could take. And Krishna took the fruits, and then when the fruit vendor turned and looked at the basket, she didn't see fruits anymore. The whole basket of fruits were gone, and the fruits had been replaced with jewels. Krishna made that woman materially rich on the spot. So the Lord is the bestower of all benedictions. We don't need to go to some demigod to pray, to do puja, to get some help like that materially. Krishna, if he's pleased with our service, gives us everything. He supports us. So the Lord is the bestower of all benedictions. If someone gives something to the Lord, he's not a loser. He's a gainer by a million times. So our hearts should be open to giving to the Lord at all times, and we help physically, financially, whatever you can, especially this Janmashtami coming up. It's a wonderful celebration on Friday evening. Bring yourselves, but bring your open hearts to serve and to give, just like the fruit vendor got so much more with just a few grains of rice that she got from Krishna and was very satisfied. And she gave fruits way more in quantity than the few grains of rice she got from Krishna. And because she opened her heart that way, and that's the key, she opened the heart that way, she got back a whole lot more. She became very, 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 very wealthy, because jewels are far more in worth and in value. So, to recap, Krishna is the original Narayan. He has Prakash form, which looks exactly like him. He can expand like that, or he can expand to be different, which is the Vilas form. And so those who say that because Narayan has four hands and Krishna has two hands, therefore Krishna came after Narayan, no, they're just counting, which means you're looking at it from a material standpoint. Krishna is spiritual, and he can manifest many hands if he wants, and he can manifest four hands if he wants, and he can manifest his original form. He, by his own will, prefers to be two-handed and have a relationship like that. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. And thank you very much for hearing. If you have some questions or some comments, please unmute and make your commentary or ask a question. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? Or some people can even talk about their preparation for Janmashtami too, if that's what you feel like talking about. Or ask a question about that too. Hare Krishna. And we also appreciate your enthusiasm and your wanting to be part of Krishna consciousness, the family, the community. It is, in fact, one of the best things. And people who don't know what happens in with us don't know that the best kept secret. It's actually an open secret. Anybody can come. But the secret is you get to find out that it is, in fact, the highest. If you're not convinced, you will be later on. It's only a matter of time. Everybody gets convinced that there is no religion or anywhere else that they go to. They get that kind of fulfillment scripturally and also as far as relating to devotees. So definitely welcome. We're all excited that you're also here. Hare Krishna. Any other comments? All right, so if there are no comments, then it's almost 9 o'clock. There's one. Oh, okay. One comment in the chat section, so I'll read that. From Dear Krishna, Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. All glory to the Prabhupada. Very nice point. Sometimes babies are born with 6 fingers in the hands and leg. It doesn't mean that they are born before the parents. Very, very, very true. Nice observation that you made here. Yeah, because they're saying that Narayana has 4 hands and Krishna has 2 hands. Then, you know, then where does Shringadeva fit in? Because he has innumerable hands, yeah, in this pastime of Krishna. So, yeah, you just from counting the limbs, you don't say that this person is ahead of that person. Like you said, you know, this particular personality is a baby and born, and they have more fingers than the parents. Does that mean before they came? It doesn't mean they came before their parents. That's very, very true. Hare Krishna. Interesting comment. Any other comments verbally, or you can type if you want? Hare Krishna. Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sunyabhyeva Patitanam Pavanevyo. Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So have a wonderful day, everyone. Hare Krishna.